Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to Breaking It Down. Our special guest today is Keith Thibodeau. You may not recognize the name, but you definitely would recognize a younger version of his face, and that's for all I Love Lucy fans. He played Little Ricky Ricardo on I Love Lucy. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Frank. Thank you.
Now, I millions and millions of people saw that show. Now, keep in mind, there was only three networks on at the time, right? Do you have any numbers at how many people actually saw your work over the years? Has anybody ever given an estimate?
No, nobody has ever given an estimate, Frank, but I would imagine it's in the definite, multi-millions.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. And unfortunately, that was prior to the residuals. If you'd be a wealthy man if you had those residuals for every time that show was played. I mean, that was played constantly, since the 50s.
Right.
Now, so you didn't have any of that, right? That didn't come until, I guess the 70s, right? The residual laws?
I guess so, back in the 70s, I was kind of in a fog, I was playing rock and roll and I'd gotten into, the sex, drugs, rock and roll whole thing, so.
Yeah. Now, when was that for you? And let's try to put a timeline on this. 1955, is that when the show was airing and you were on?
Yeah, it was 55, and I signed a 7-year contract. It ran from 56 to 1960. And it was for 4 years, but then I did a couple of years with the Andy Griffith Show, which I guess was presumed to be, an honoring of that contract, that 7-year contract with Desi Lu Studios.
Now, what was the character you played on Andy Griffith?
Johnny Paul Jason. He was Opie's best friend. I was on about 12 episodes, and it was a semi-regular part. Ron used to ask the writers to write in a part for me, so he could play with me. We had a great time on the set, and enjoyed each other's company and all that. So,
yeah, are you still friendly with Ron?
Well, if I was in contact with him, I would. But we're really not in contact. We haven't. He was like 3 years, or I think 3 years younger than me, so. I didn't really hang out with him apart from the show, so it wasn't something that that I wanted to do, probably, or he wanted to do at that time.
Now, let me ask you: was the Andy Griffith Show Desi Lu production?
Yes, it was. It was I believe it was a Desi Lu production. It was filmed at the Cahuenga Desi Lu Studios in Hollywood there, along with the Cahuenga Studios was the original studio for the I Love Lucy show, the Danny Thomas show, Bill Dana's show, Andy Griffith's show, the Dick Van Dyke show, was filmed right next door to I Love Lucy.
Now, what was your experience? I know people have had nightmare experiences as child stars. I mean, actually a lot of people enjoyed themselves. And the trouble came later. But what was your actual experience working with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz? Was it an enjoyable one?
Well, I mean, it was kind of a, it had its North Pole and South Pole, aspects to it in that, on one hand it was enjoyable. On the other hand, it was really kind of, almost a nightmare type of scenario, as far as a kid. I mean, I don't want to dramatize it or make it too much more than what it is, but, growing up as a kid, I wanted to play baseball and just hang out with my friends in the valley. And so, for the most part, Lucy was my boss. And so, Lucy and Desi did not trust their kids with just anybody to come over and play. So, they introduced me to them and we got along great and we became real friends, childhood friends, And but it was just being at the Arnazes was a very different atmosphere than my six brothers and sisters in the valley home, playing baseball in the streets with my friends. It was just a very different type of thing, and it had its good points and its not so good points. In that I knew and was around when they would have the arguments, and Desi might get drunk one night, and I don't want to say that to say that these people were just horrible, but it was a horrible experience for me, but it had, like I said, it had its good points and bad points to it. There were some great points to it that I spent a lot of time with them, and I did really get to the point where I enjoyed being there, and had a lot of privileges that other kids didn't have because of the fact that, of my close relationship with them.
Keith Thibodeau is a former child actor. He played Little Ricky on I Love Lucy. And millions of people saw him in that role. And how many episodes did you do, Keith?
I did probably about 39, maybe 39.
Wow,
that sounds right.
Yeah, well, that's a good amount of shows for a kid, that's for sure. Especially a show like that, and something that was being watched like that. And 12 episodes of Andy Griffith. Andy Griffith was a heavyweight as well. I mean, that was a big time. You worked with some major people. I mean, Ron Howard, I mean, who knew it at the time? But, I mean, he's a near billionaire, the guy, and just a brilliant director, producer. And he took a lot from his experience as a young kid. Let's talk about a little after this. Let's talk about in school days, people recognizing you in school. People, how did they treat you? Was it was that a pleasant experience, or was that a negative way to grow up and go through school as a celebrity?
Well, it was just like the good thing about growing up in the valley and really kids in general is that kids don't really treat you any different. If you're supposed to be a kid. Well, if you act like a kid, you're cool. You're going to do all right. But if I had some sort of attitude, I'm sure that I wouldn't have lasted long in that scenario. But, people like Angela Cartwright, I went to school with her. She was a couple years younger than me. And Jerry Mathers, went to high school with him. And so there was that aspect of being a child star, but it was really not a noticeable thing in those days. It was just something that maybe kids knew that somebody did, but it wasn't a big thing, at all. It just was, we were just trying to be normal kids.
How much older or younger are you? What's the age differential between you and Desi Arnaz Jr.?
Let's see, there's probably 2 years difference. I'm older, 2 years older.
All right, now is that the reason they didn't use him as the role of Little Ricky?
He was not a... he was not an actor. I had some show business background, with the fact that I was a professional drummer when I was like 3 years old, doing a show called the Horse Hide Show back in the early 50s, before the Idle Lucy show. So I had a little bit of that and a little bit of the fact that I was used to being around people. And he did not at that point have that, although he went on to do acting and did quite well, for himself, and he even played music like I did as well, so.
Yeah, I wonder if he felt compelled to take up the drums because you were playing the drums as Ricky's television son. Actually, you played real well for a kid. I mean, you were really you could play. I mean, it was interesting. It wasn't just a kid banging on some pots and pans. I mean, you could play.
Right, there was definitely a rhythm there that was beyond my age, but Desi, he began to play drums. He looked up to me, so he wanted to play, a regular set of drums like I did. His dad, of course, played the congas and bongos, and so that was part of his background too. So it wasn't so much that I played drums as that it was all around him, maybe with me and his father, and so that was part of the whole mix that he probably wanted to go on and do that.
Keith Thibodeau is our special guest, and he is best known as Little Ricky, and Little Ricky on I Love Lucy. And I think all the cast members on that show, other than yourself, are deceased, right? I mean, Desi Arnaz passed away, and Lucille Ball, and certainly Vivian Vance and
yeah.
William Frawley probably went first, right?
He did, yeah. And you know, I like to kind of joke that I'm the last surviving member. You know, it feels like I'm in a, you know, the last surviving member of World War II or something. You know, but William Frawley died first, Bill Frawley, and then Vivian Vance, then Desi Arnaz died, and then Lucy shortly after that.
Is there anybody that actually played on that show? I mean, it would have had to have been another child. Is there anybody who played on that show that's still alive?
Well, there were some of my friends who played on the show as well that are still alive, and I don't really keep up with them at all. But I'm trying to think. There really not a lot of people left at all. There were the twins who played Little Ricky as an infant before I was on the show. I believe there's two sets of twins that are still alive. The Mayer twins, I think the Simmons twins, but that's about it, really. You know, they were infants and toddlers on the show. So
yeah, Keith, how old are you now?
That's another point I like to joke about. I'm 63 years old.
Little Ricky Ricardo is 63 years old. I'm sure there's
And here's another thing. I'm getting ready. My wife and I are getting ready to be grandparents for the first time. Our daughter's first child. Little Ricky as a grandparent, who would have ever thought?
Yeah, you're not kidding. That's something. Now, you went from Desi Lou to Desi Lou, or we're making the assumption that Andy Griffith was Desi Lou, and that was a completion of your contract with that might have been the network. Maybe you had a network contract there. But what came after that, acting wise?
After the Andy Griffith show, which I just turned 15, and I was really getting closer with Desi Jr. and the whole group from Beverly Hills, and we were hanging out with people like Eddie Hodges and people like that who was getting very famous at that point. There were just about the time that the drug culture began to formulate, you know, in West Hollywood, Sunset Strip and all that. And what happened was my parents separated. My dad had an affair with a secretary at another studio. He had a job at Desi Lou. He worked under the a man named George Murphy, who became, I guess he was a senator for a while, and he was in public relations, and then he had an affair and left my mom and left us, and then we began to make our trek back to Louisiana, which is where I was born and where our family was and where we had some roots. So it was a little tough, you know, at that point, because we had basically lost everything with that, you know, our family, my dad, the source of income, And Hollywood had just become a sour taste in my mom's mouth, with all that went on with that. And so, we moved back, and, that's when I began to get into music in a big way, the rock world, and began to experiment with drugs and drinking and got into a sexual, the whole sexual, promiscuity of that time, and so that's when my story begins to look like a normal stereotype outline of a child star in Hollywood, which is I was really headed to a suicidal ending or a mental institution ending, because of the fact that, I was basically unhappy with my life, with the way life had really, I thought had really handed me a bad lemon, and I didn't know what to do with it, and my life began to downturn and spiral down to where I became suicidal and chronically depressed, and clinically depressed is what the term is now. And I really, that's when I began to really cry out to God, who being raised in a Roman Catholic family, I had an idea of who God was, but I really didn't know him, and really he was pretty alien to me as far as intimacy. And so I began to cry out to this God who I didn't know, and I said, if you're real, you need to really help me, because if you don't help me, then I'm going to die. And if you help me, I will serve you. And I made that statement. And shortly after that, I became a believer in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and my life changed from that point on.
How close to suicide did you get?
Well, I was, when you begin to have thoughts of suicide and you begin to really, really contemplate it, and you begin to, which had never entered into my mind, ever in my life before, that's a pretty serious thing. And, I began to tell my friends about it, that I felt like killing myself, and they didn't know how to deal with it at that time. And they were just telling me to be strong, try to be strong, try to pull myself up by my bootstraps and get it together, nobody really knew what I was doing. I mean, really, it was only me and God and Satan at that point, because I was really in a tormented state that would torment me with thoughts to throw myself out of my automobile going 120 miles an hour on the interstate. Just these horrible things that would come upon me. And, even things like, what is it when you get in a crowd and you get anxiety?
Agoraphobia. Is that agoraphobia?
Yeah. Just those kinds of things, as well as panic attack and these kinds of things that, nobody really knew back in 1973. People had these things, I guess, I would presume, but I don't know if anybody really addressed it like, other than in a psychiatrist office, which I knew that if I had ever gone that step and asked for a psychiatrist, I knew I would probably be committed or put in some kind of drug. And it was just a stigma back then that I had no idea how to deal with what was going on in my life until I began to seek after God, and he came into my life again, and really rescued me.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple of interesting things in there, and congratulations, first of all, for getting through it, and you found religion, and that certainly is a way that many people get through it. But there's not that stigma anymore. I mean, if your children or, this grandchild that you're expecting, if they have mental issues or emotional issues, they're going to be able to talk about it. Those stigmas just aren't here anymore. I mean, maybe they are, but certainly not to the extent that they were in the 60s and even the 70s for that matter. We have about 2 minutes left with Keith Thibodeau, child actor Keith Thibodeau. And so how have you been all these years? I mean, I know we got about a minute and a half to cover a lot of ground, but how did it all work out? Are you happy at this point? Are you happy with the way it turned out?
My life is totally different. I'm married 37 years to a beautiful woman who ballet.
Congratulations!
Dancer.
That's a great accomplishment too. 37 years is wonderful.
Yeah, praise God! And I have a daughter who's who's 34 years old. She's getting ready to have a baby, like I said, and she's expecting a boy. And so she's married to a really nice young man and lives up near Chicago. And we are also, my wife and I are directors of a ballet company that's a Christian ballet company called Ballet Magnificat. That is, I guess, for lack of better description, it's America's premier Christian ballet company. We do tours all over the U.S. and internationally. We just got back from Israel and Italy and Germany and Poland.
Well,
weeks ago. And
Keith, not to interrupt you, but give us a website where people could follow you or follow the company there, because we have about 30 seconds left, and I want to make sure you get a plug in there.
Yeah, it's ballet. Like dance, balletmagnificat.com, and you can see our tour schedule and all that as well. And also, I have a band that I played with for many years. The name of the band is David and the Giants. They're a rock band who we had some success before we became a Christian band, and then now we're a Christian band for many, many years, since 1979 and 77, but we're still playing reunion concerts here and there. So we've got an album that's going to come out in the summer, the live album, and some new stuff as well. So just excited about, 63 years old, I'm still kicking, I'm still doing things, and God is good. That's all I can say.
Well, a lot of good things in there, Keith. I wish we had more time with you. Keith Thibodeau, former child actor. You knew him as Little Ricky on I Love Lucy. And Keith, I want to congratulate you on the, certainly recovery and finding your religion, and certainly now the grandson that you have coming up. I'm nothing like that. Congratulations to you and your wife and your family.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate you.
Thank you.